Schools on the leading edge of the move to improve nutrition may take different approaches, but the most innovative programs have one thing in common: a strong focus on serving the needs of their communities. For these districts, that means providing healthy meals for all students, regardless of their ability to pay, even over the summer when school is out, as we discovered in one Sacramento area district.
We're baking hot dogs. Also, we're having a cheesy breadstick with marinaras, and then we also offer a deli sandwich that's turkey, cheese, and lettuce.
Again, here's Marianne Russ.
Rachel Stewart is a supervisor for the San Juan Unified School District's first free summer lunch program. Meals are served at San Juan Central, a preschool and resource center in Carmichael.
Today we have broccoli or carrots with ranch dressing. Then we also have a variety of fruits, apples, oranges, cantaloupe, bananas, and obviously your milk.
Stewart says she's been surprised by the most popular items this summer.
We're actually really shocked about the broccoli this year. They're having the broccoli with the ranch way more popular than I'm used to.
The Summer Fun Cafe, as the free program is called, is open to all kids 18 and younger. There's no sign-up, no income qualifications. You don't even have to be a student in the district. Stewart says sometimes they only feed 60 or 70 kids, but often they get a lot more.
Even if we're only feeding one kid that's hungry, it's a success. So the fact that sometimes, you know, we get over 150 kids, it really feels like we're making a difference.
In the San Juan Unified District, 42% of the 40,000 students are eligible for free or reduced price lunch. But in the neighborhood around San Juan Central, 88% of the kids are eligible. That's why the district qualifies for federal funding to pay for the summer program. Monique Stovall is the director of food services.
I really see a need. So many students can go without a healthy meal during the summer, be that because it's easier to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or in their home, there's no food.
How about for you, hon?
Cantaloupe, apple, orange,
hot dog, cheese, bread, or
apple, orange, or pear.
Cheesy bread.
Right. At the Summer Fun Cafe, kids move through an indoor lunch line out to a courtyard with picnic tables, grassy areas, and a jungle gym. Roy Shire brings his two sons, Dakota and Willie, to lunch nearly every day.
It's a way of getting them something to eat, and it's not breaking the bank. It's also a way of making sure that they get a little bit of a balanced diet and they get away from the house.
Dakota is in ninth grade this year. He's cleaned his plate.
It was really good. I had cheesy breadsticks, cantaloupe, and chocolate crackers with white milk.
Dakota says during the school year, he typically chooses a big salad for lunch with lettuce, carrots, red onions, and ranch dressing. His brother Willie is in seventh grade and doesn't share Dakota's fruit and vegetable habit.
I don't like the salad, and I don't like the peaches and the pears and the apples and really thing I only like is the bananas.
A few tables away, Giselle Avery is finishing up her lunch. There's nothing left on her plate but melon rinds.
What did you eat, and did it taste pretty good?
Uh-huh. Hot dog and cantaloupe, and I have chocolate bears.
How was the cantaloupe?
Good. It was so good.
Giselle is in first grade. Her dad, Dean, says the pair ride their bikes to the free summer lunch program most days. They enjoy socializing with the other kids and parents. But he knows there's also a serious side to the program.
You know, some kids, they come and they just eat because they're hungry. They're just glad to have food. I think it's really important that it continue on to have a good lunch program at school. Absolutely, because that might be the best or the healthiest meal some kids get to have.
Jesse Bevins is in second grade. His mom, Tina, brings him and his younger sister to lunch about twice a week.
How big of a difference does the free part make in your food budget?
Extremely, since I'm a stay-at-home mom right now and still looking for a job, so it helps a lot.
They didn't know it, but Jesse Bevins and the other kids have been taste testers this summer. Director of Food Services, Monique Stovall.
We thought it was a great opportunity to get feedback from our customers. We've taste tested just recently some bean burritos, and they let us know which one they liked, and we will be putting it on the menu next year.
The tortilla is whole grain, as required by the new federal guidelines. Stovall says she has to be creative to find healthier options that kids will eat.
Our students don't know that our chicken nuggets are low fat, and our chicken nuggets have a whole grain breading. things like that where, you know, they love our chicken nuggets. So how can I figure out or find a company that can provide me a chicken nugget that's healthier?
During the school year, San Juan serves more than 14,000 lunches a day. And Stovall says more whole grains and more fruits and veggies drive up costs. The federal government is giving districts an extra 6 cents per meal. What can she buy with that?
Nothing. If I'm lucky, it might pay for a half a piece of fruit. It's not going to cover our costs. Am I thankful for it? At least we're getting something? Yes. But it's not going to cover our costs.
The federal government will reimburse San Juan for putting on the summer lunch program, but Stovall doesn't know if the funds will completely cover the true cost. She says even if they don't quite break even, she'll still find a way to offer it again next year.
It's much more than lunch. It's our community.